What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
He will take this so personally. He'll be thinking about this most of the day. Look at it. They can't even look at it.
Oh, my dummy. Okay, let's talk about Australian breakdancer Ray Gunn, because she has an opportunity for you to win $10,000. All you have to do is be a better dancer than her.
Some of you think you can do better than me.
Yep.
Really? Let's find out, shall we?
And then that little ad shows her dancing, and it's just kind of like the most basic. It's like what I learned in hip-hop 101 in second grade.
So I almost feel bad for her, because like all that stuff hit at the Olympics of her coming out representing Australia as a breakdancer and it not going very well, to say the least.
So much heat in her country. She didn't even go straight home, right?
Yeah.
Didn't she go somewhere else?
Well, she had already planned on vacationing in Europe for a bit prior to going back to Australia.
That was the plan.
It was a good plan. Yeah. But now we fast forward to Halloween. And there are so many new viral videos of people dressed up as her imitating her dance moves that she's having to relive this all over again.
Well, she brought it on herself.
Yeah, she did.
Well, the World Dance Sport Federation saw how much heat she was getting online and actually offered her mental health support. Oh. But it seems like she's laughing all the way to the bank, because now she's got this competition where basically people can post videos of themselves dancing online and tag the specific hashtag to be able to enter the competition. And like the number one solo dancer is going to get like $5,000. But if you do it as a duo, you guys can get $10,000 to split between the two of you.
So who is choosing the winner?
Assuming Ray Gunn, but it's all through a company called Finderbeat. So basically you just have to tag them with the hashtag Ray Gunn Challenge when you post your video, and also follow Finderbeat on social media.
The winner seems fluid.
I know, right? But I'm going to go home today and I'm gonna get Jimmy to show me some of his best breakdancing moves, and I'm going to post it.
If we were going to choose one Bert Show cast member to enter the breakdancing challenge, who should we post on? I feel like we should enter the competition.
To win it or to be ridiculous?
Both.
Well, to be ridiculous is Bert.
Yeah, me ridiculous. My hips don't work.
Didn't Tommy break dance back in the day?
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Wait, should we get Tommy to do the Ray Gun Challenge? Yeah.
Tommy's got
he can redeem
in
himself.
In his jack-o'-lantern.
Ooh, break dancing jack-o'-lantern?
Yes, that's a winner, man.
Don't you remember on the CW back in the day, the dancing jack-o'-lantern head? Oh, please tell me you guys remember that.
I don't think that I watched 1 minute of the CW ever.
It was a commercial for like their spooky season, and he's like wearing a black outfit and he had a jack-o'-lantern head and he was just sitting there doing
I watched the CW, but I don't remember.
That was like childhood. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so moving on from Ray Gunn, Liam Payne's collaborator for a song that he announced yesterday that he was going to release for him posthumously, he decided to cancel it for obvious reasons, because, you know, it's a little tone deaf. Like, he's only been passed away for about a week or two. So this news came out yesterday that a collaborator of Liam Payne was going to release a song that they had been working on together. It's called Do No Wrong, and he thought that this was going to be a huge blessing for his family. He posted on social media. He said, "I pray that this song eclipses the negative echoes. I pray supernatural positive healing power will embrace each and every one of you." He hopes that it's a blessing for the family, but really what people saw it as is you're trying to capitalize off this massive news that Liam Payne has passed away. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed very, very tone deaf. So he actually retracted it and said, "Not only am I going to pause the release, but all proceeds are going to go to the charity of his family's choosing."
Yeah, speaking of tone deaf, we talked about this in studio yesterday. Don't think a Liam Payne costume is going to be funny at Halloween. Don't think that a P. Diddy costume is going to be funny on Halloween. You were talking about some people that have already been busted for this.
Yeah, I saw this on Twitter yesterday, and it was supposed to be a funny-ish tweet. Somebody tweeted, somewhere out there, there's a white person planning a Halloween costume that's going to absolutely ruin their future. And then somebody quote tweeted it, and it was a costume of a white person dressed as P. Diddy with blackface with somebody who was dressed up as a Johnson & Johnson baby oil bottle. So be mindful, be very respectful, be very demure when you're choosing your Halloween costumes. Don't choose something that is going to ruin your future and be offensive to thousands and thousands and thousands of people out there.
Instead, dress up like the CW pumpkin guy.
There it is.
Look, oh, I do remember that. Yeah,
I mean,
do.
That could be Tommy tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tommy's got moves, man.
Yes.
Wait, why does that... Is that not from... Didn't Tom Hanks do some kind of SNL sketch with...
He was... It was something different because he was wearing like the pumpkin suit or whatever.
Yes, like David S. Pumpkins or something like that.
Yeah, that was... Oh, man, you remember...
I remember now. Yeah. I'm shocked that you remembered that, but I do. Now I'm seeing it.
This is the crap that lives rent-free in my head, but I couldn't tell you half the things I needed to vote for when I went in to vote yesterday.
It's my one final brain cell fighting for its life at 9:38 before the show ends. All right, for more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Bird Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.